You're listening to Occupational Hazards, improvised comedy shorts set in the workplace. Recorded live over Zoom in one take. No preparation, nothing taken out, and only sound effects added. This week's episode is How to Take Out the Trash.
This one's a bit rattly today.
I tell you what, this one's got it's only half full or half empty, depending on which way. You know, they must have been the blue one, that was full to the brim. So it's just the recycling's working.
That's good, no worries. That's fantastic. Oh no, hang on. Oh, proper party this was.
Don't pick up the bot, like if it's not in the bin, don't take it.
Why not?
Oh, we're not allowed to. It's a very, very specific one bin per house policy.
Yeah.
It's like one bottle of champagne just on the side. It's fine, I'll just chuck it in.
No, you can't, because you can't set a precedence. That's the thing. Because they'll know, and then next thing you know, they'll be leaving out mattresses and prams, and oh my God.
Right, okay, well I'll just... Can I at least swap it out for something that's not champagne?
Why?
It just feels a bit, you know, it's not like they're proper posh, is it? What is that? Oh, it's 21st. See? 21st banner there.
Are you suggesting that because it was a 21st birthday party that we should break the rules?
Come on, move on. Let's move it.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'm leaving it.
Got your curtain twitches over there, so let's just keep moving.
Hi Gladys.
That's because they're checking Charlie out, that's why.
We could do a calendar.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, what a naked calendar.
Really? Okay.
Thinking about it would probably like break GDPR or something.
I don't know. We're hotter than the firemen, I'm pretty sure.
But I don't know if I like it as a fad that, you know, okay, when Calendar Girls did it, when they did it, then it was sort of something new. But now, you know, the world and his wife's got a naked calendar.
Can you stop? Just stop the man, Charlie.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I'm gonna hop off.
All right.
I don't know why. I don't know why they don't take them down the bottle bank, the bottles.
It's a bit of effort, isn't it? I mean, we'll collect them anyway. Well, apparently we won't collect all of them, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, but I quite like going to the bottle bank. I see it as almost like, you know, not a day out, but I've got like my favourite bottle bank.
It's a bit busman's holiday, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you know, I like to do my bit for recycling and that.
But it's good if they see you, if the curtain twitchers see you both on the truck and taking your own down the bottle bank. That's pretty good, yeah.
Hey, number 42 have left us muffins. Look at this.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, okay, so were they outside the bin?
No, we're on the bin. Like they were clearly a present.
I'm sorry, you can't be eating them mid-route.
No.
They're not. They're nice and fresh.
Have you sanitised your hands?
What? Of course I have. I've got hand sanitizer.
Was there a note with them?
Yeah. It said, "Do bin people have these muffins?"
All right, roll out, move on, come on.
Okay, moving.
Come on.
You know my bin man knows that I'm a bin man, right?
Really? That's like bin inception. Inception.
It's not, it's just a little bit of a joke now. He leaves my bin further away than everybody else's. I've got to walk halfway down the street to get it back.
You should give him feedback.
No, I've done more than that. I've actively sabotaged some of his rollouts.
What do you mean?
You know when you grip the handle bit?
Yeah.
I'll put like custody type stuff on the underside of the thing.
Oh, that's gross.
No, no, that's not on. Imagine if someone did that to you.
Well, no, it's exactly that. It's a we know each other. It's like an industry joke thing. You don't mind it.
Are they those muffins? Are they raisin or chocolate chip?
These ones are chocolate chip.
Because do you know what? The disappointment that I felt once when I bit into a muffin, I thought it was going to be chocolate chip, and it was actually raisin.
Bloody raisin.
No, I know what you're saying, but the thing is, like, your blueberry or your well, you don't get raisins in your muffins, but your blueberry muffins, they look like little pug dogs. That's how you know.
Can somebody give me a hand with this one? I don't know what the hell's in it.
Yeah, all right, come on.
It is not moving.
Oh, hang on. Jesus.
What the hell? No, right. No, I need it staying. I'm not touching that.
No, you can't leave that bin behind. It's like no bins left. No bins left behind.
I'm sorry, but if it's not physically able, I'm not physically able to move it, then, you know, there's obviously something in there that shouldn't be in there.
What, like a dead body?
No. Dead body. I could manage a dead body. No, it's got to be like concrete block or something. I had old washing machine, not old washing machine, back of an old washing machine, something like that.
Yeah, roll on.
Did you hear about that Bitcoin man?
What?
The Bitcoin man. You know Bitcoin, like, that's worth all that money, that's electronic money. Okay, so a man threw out his hard disk and it had like millions of pounds worth of Bitcoin on it, and now he wants to like go and dig it out. Can you imagine someone digging it out at the depot?
Well, yeah.
Could you imagine if, like, you know, you were the one, the bin person who found it?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how you knew it was there, but like, would you give it back morally? Once it's on the, you know, on the rubbish heap, as it were, it kind of isn't that guy's property anymore. Once the stuff goes in the bin, is it theirs or is it ours?
No, once the stuff goes in the bins, it's still theirs.
No, it's ours. It's ours, belongs to the council. I once got a full dinner set that someone had left behind.
Oh, no.
I kept it, I did.
Oh, you can't. Anyways, it would be password protected. So me and Grace saw this in the newspaper, and we were thinking how you'd find it, and you know, I reckon I could do a basic thing. If it wasn't broken, I could find it, but it's no good. You need his password. You need the whole lot.
It's Grace and I.
Right. Well, if you have conversations with Grace, you could Grace and I.
No, you said me. Because what you do is you take the me out of the equation.
Yeah, I know.
Or sorry, you take Grace out of the equation, so it would be like me looking in the... I just thought I'd tell you, you know.
I know.
Sorry. Right. Sorry, I'm doing it again, aren't I?
You are?
Yeah.
It's not appreciated.
Oh, hang on, just watch that car pulling out there.
Oh, hang on, yeah.
Look, I'm just going to... Excuse me.
No, give us space. Come on, clearly we are... We're in a massive articulated lorry, come on.
Are they on the phone?
Yeah.
Well, I hate that, really gets me.
Oh no, don't cause a scene.
I'm not gonna cause a scene, I'm not gonna say anything.
Excuse me. Yeah. There's no need for that. Well, to you too, mate.
All right. Just try and see where he's come from.
Oh, it's about, we'll just, number 35. Right, well, I'll leave his compost next week then.
Yeah. Yeah, might forget that one next week.
Yeah, just casually slip your mind.
Right, I'm hopping off for a fag.
All right.
Can you
hear the muffins? Oh, they are chocolate chip.